Hello there, and welcome to this, the Vote of No Confidence podcast.
Welcome. Is it not the low budget bit of everything then?
It's the low budget bit of everything. No confidence vote special.
You see, we do cover everything. We have probably,
everything is covered. Right.
We've been a bit inactive for the past 3 weeks. You probably think
inactive, and this is our return. Right.
Yes.
I've got the live updates in front of me.
We return.
We are waiting on the announcements that should be happening rather soon. Alt headline: anger over confidence vote at PM's local bowls club. So Theresa May's bowl. There's a picture of a very angry man in a bowls shirt who looks rather angry. So I think he's back. Right, here we are on the Guardian.
I don't have any confidence in anything right now, I'm not going to lie.
No, it's 9 p.m, Chief Whip is in the room, and he's smiling. That was 4 minutes ago. Counting started, and it took an hour to count this stupid thing.
Look at that picture above it, look at that face of Theresa May, that is mortifying.
Luckily she didn't get locked in the car that time.
Absolutely horrific.
I love the way she got locked in the car. It was so funny.
Mm.
I was like, oh, well, Brexit's over. She's locked in the car.
The BBC should do the quickest update, shouldn't they?
BBC should be doing the quickest updates, but I found Guardian is quicker and doesn't waffle as much. Let's have a look. The lads in Hotton and Sunderland would have counted these, but yep. It's just really slow. Right, confidence vote. What's going on here?
Ex-Trump lawyer Cohen is jailed.
Yep, I saw that. The PM looked pretty happy returning to number 10. Wait.
Confidence in Theresa May was 200, and against was 117. Under the rules set out in the Constitution of the Conservative Party, no further confidence vote can take place for at least...
So I think that means that Theresa's won it.
Yeah, there's just this thing on here, PM returns to number 10
yep,
after vote.
200 to 117, she's won the confidence vote. No! It was so close. Yet so far.
I know there's a saying about life and knocking down all your hurdles, but Jesus Christ, Theresa May is jumping over a heck of a lot of hurdles.
Yeah, she is.
Well, she isn't really jumping, is she? She's kind of being lifted.
She's kind of walking in an awkward, robotic way over some hurdles whilst dancing to the background.
Yeah, this dancing queen jumps on and she just lifts into the air. Probably her spirit, to be honest. That's, yeah. I know, she's getting on a bit now. She's only like 70-something.
Yeah.
Probably not even that.
Donald Trump's 76. I didn't know that.
Damn.
Right, it's time for a fun fact of the podcast. What bleach did Eva Smith use to kill herself in An Inspector Calls? Is it A, cyanide, or B, peroxide?
For crud's sake, that was never explicitly mentioned.
No, but there's an article about it on The Guardian.
Brilliant.
The cyanide technically isn't a bleach, is it?
No.
We've had a development in the hydrogen. Right. What have we got? What's the latest news in? She's won the confidence vote. How can she win by 200?
She didn't win by 200, you prat.
200?
She won by 83.
Yeah, but she won with 200 votes.
Well, she didn't win by 200, did
no,
she?
No, obviously. And it's time exactly. for the special feature. My mum just came into the room and looked rather upset.
That doesn't surprise me.
That sums it up.
I think my dad's like a Tory.
Well, that would be expected. He's
considering he said this, that they will have confidence in her because there's no one else.
there's a lot of other people.
I'm pretty sure Dad's a Tory.
Pretty sure. Now, well, the next episode is William Penn a Tory.
Just turns out that my dad is that one SNP voter from Woodford.
Oh, Marc Francois got a spot on The Guardian. Look, let me try and find what he said. Unlike Marc Francois, a leading figure in the European research group who is looking a bit glum. The MP for Wickford, looking a bit glum.
One, that sums up Wickford perfectly. Two, it's a bit.
Yeah.
Try to remain neutral, but still slipping in. Oh,
yeah.
Slipping in that.
Now, let's look at the next news. Next news. Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen has been jailed.
For crud's sake, Charlie, I've already mentioned
it. Yeah, I know. We're going to discuss it in detail. Here he is next to the a strange-looking Japanese man.
I'm pretty sure you can't say that on a podcast, but you know.
He's a strange-looking Japanese man. It's just the facts. Oh, sure. Victory will leave May with less authority. That's true, because now the DUP probably won't want to support her, will they? So...
For crud's sake, Charlie, some of them, the DUP probably just voted, yeah, I have confidence.
The DUP, who aren't allowed in Parliament, rigged the no-confidence vote. Putin has rigged no-confidence vote.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Now, let's see what Twitter is saying.
She won.
Nothing.
that doesn't surprise me, considering that Twitter is a social media platform.
Yeah. No, but... What I hate about journalism is when, especially on Good Morning Britain, where they ever go, let's see what Twitter has to say, and they just go to Twitter because they can't be bothered to do their stupid journalism.
I just looked down and I saw this article. Why the chicken is a symbol of our times.
What's that on?
The BBC. Let's take a look.
At the chicken.
Planet of the Chickens, how the bird took over the world. I'm pretty sure it hasn't.
I can't find the which managers would smash reality TV. I can't find anything about a chicken. I'm not. Jonathan Pye's got an American TV show on BBC.
Nice.
I didn't know that. That's nice. Nope, can't find anything about a chicken. I can read. Children's Christmas.
There's some really sad facts about chicken.
Right, I'm gonna search farming. It.
Oh, that's really sad.
There's a story about Miss.
And it's even got the passenger pigeon, not the pass. Oh.
What else is going on? Right, let's search BBC News for.
William, you're a ginger softy.
Chicken.
Not quoting Callum's Corner or anything, nor am I endorsing Callum's Corner.
We are endorsing Callum's Corner.
We do endorse Callum's Corner, yes, but we are not sponsoring him, nor is he sponsoring us.
Yep. Gabby.
Which in turn is why we're not sponsoring him.
Gabby Hinsliff has tweeted, well, that was a spectacular waste of everyone's time.
The home of the Prime Minister, and she remains that for now.
And now we're waiting outside. Shut up. She's not shutting up. Basically, we're waiting for Theresa to come out of the door and give a speech.
The door!
Speech, 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 speech. Basically,
I don't care about the speech. I just want to see the door again.
I just want to see the door.
I think everyone wants to see the door.
The door's the main part of the Tory party. I think we should have elected the door, everyone.
what'd be really cool in the future if you could have like these things that would determine how many people are in a given area at any one time. So just to see how many people are there to look at the door and just how many people leave when the Prime Minister comes out. I'm dying.
it's the death special. The special where we look at
low budget bit of everything. Now with more coughing and spluttering.
Now with more death and knowledge. Everybody do do do. Right. Paul Gascoigne seen entering Westminster carrying fried chicken and a fishing rod.
What?
BBC News tweets, Paul Gascoigne seen entering Westminster carrying fried chicken and a fishing rod.
I'm so glad I don't follow the news.
Yeah.
Because I would get a bunch of that stuff all the time.
Yeah, I love it. I love the just most random tweets that... Did you see the guy from Labour who grabbed the ceremonial mace?
No.
The guy from the Labour Party, the MP for Brighton, grabbed the ceremonial mace from the Houses of Parliament and tried to walk out with it.
Why?
I don't know. But he didn't... I don't know what he was expecting to get out of it, because he didn't get very far. They kind of stopped him after two paces.
That's like the worst robbery attempt of all time.
And among all the news on Twitter, we have just found a picture of Johnny Cash with a kitten with the hashtag confidence vote. That's helpful.
I don't think I've got much confidence in anybody at the moment.
No. People complaining that the confidence vote better not stop The Apprentice from being broadcast as the most British thing.
Is it just bad that I've only just seen the teaser trailer for Star Wars Episode 9?
What? Is that even a thing?
I don't know, it might be fake.
I don't think it would be.
It's from a channel called AD underscore edits. Can anyone verify their validity?
Underscore edits.
AD underscore edits.
I think the channel being called underscore edits.
How did I not realise that?
Kind of proves. I think there's been one picture.
Oh, for God's sake, it's literally got concept in the title. But it's literally after the word where the dot 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 comes in.
I think we've...
Low budget, bit of everything. Let's move on swiftly on.
Yep. Moving swiftly on. Now with Phil Swift. Moving swiftly
on. Phil Swift here for Flex Tape.
Sponsored by Flex Tape.
We're endorsing the meme Flex Tape. Now sponsor us and put Phil Swift.
But we're not sponsoring Mr. Ferrugia, who didn't like the fact I spoke about Flex Tape cutting a German in half.
If you're in our audience, feel free to wonder who the hell Mr. Ferrugia is.
Yeah. I'm lucky, though, that Theresa May survived, because then my Christmas jumper that has Theresa May on it wouldn't be.
Charlie,
worth much, would it?
If anyone just met you for the first time, they would think that you are the like most avid Tory supporter in the world.
But I'm not. I'm the least Tory supporter in the world.
Exactly. But you don't put a very good message out there to people. I'd like to cover myself in Tory merchandise to signify what I hate.
Right, what's Twitter saying? Someone, Roey Pop, don't follow them. I don't know them. Roey Pop tweets, honestly, I was waiting for Theresa May to lip sync for her life with RuPaul's Drag Race thing underneath. Her banner is some Renaissance art. She's a wannabe photographer, drag enthusiast, makeup lover, and the rest is silence.
The rest is silent. That's a complete wrong tune.
That's what
is it? Oh, no, and then there's silence, isn't it?
No, that's literally her bio.
Oh. The rest is silence.
Oh, yeah, we stop, look.
At one another, short of breath.
Breath.
War. King proudly in our winter coats.
If you know what that's from, don't tweet us. At the low budgets. I believe it's at the low budgets. I'm not 100% sure.
Don't tweet us at the low budgets.
I'll tell you where to tweet us.
.virus.exe.
I'll tell you where you can tweet us. You can tweet us at... we're not Buddy Set a Tie. No, that's not us. Oh, at Budgets Comedy. Follow us on Twitter. We post regular updates every year.
At least they're consistent.
Yeah, well,
at least we have consistent intervals.
The last thing I posted was July the 8th, and it was a poster for our show that we haven't done yet, that I said was coming soon, and we did a show. Did another show before the show that I announced that was coming soon.
So now we're going to rewrite the show.
Yep, completely. It says a lot that our banner is still the picture from our first show.
Yeah, that regular updates.
Regular updates. Also, follow us on Instagram at the low budgets. Wait, let me check that's right.
I'll tell you if that's right. We do sponsor the low budgets. And the low budgets do sponsor us.
I'll tell you if that's right in just a second. So follow us at the low budgets. Follow us, like, love, and caress our page. Our last update was on October the 8th.
I'm not going to ask you to follow us on Twitter, but if you could increase that counter in like the top corner by one, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, we've got a very, very special update video coming to all of our social media, including our Instagram and our Twitter, at the low budgets for Instagram, at budgets comedy for Twitter. Plug.
Why?
We've got an update coming. It's a video, which I haven't made yet, which is looking back at what the low budgets have achieved this year. So the video is going to be minus 10 seconds long. And
Charlie, we literally did 3 accidental shows this year.
Yes. And that's something of an achievement, I think.
Fair enough.
And we made, how much have we made this year? We've made about 600 quid.
That's not something you want to share with people on the internet, but you know, fair enough.
No, it's a 300 quid loss, isn't it? Not a loss. 300 quid profit. Aha.
It's funnier to keep it at loss.
300 quid loss. Yeah. By trying to make money, we've lost money. The low budgets, everyone. Now.
I like how I'm the one who tries to like keep a public image by saying it's for the experience. And you just happily say, yeah, money.
Yeah, that's it.
Because that's all you care about, it's your money!
Well, what else do you want me to care about? Experiencing what? Theresa May still hasn't given a speech.
It will be coming out, I think, once again defiant, because yes, this has been a blow to her, but
it's been a blow to her. Euro news, been a blow to her.
The wind is a blow to me every day, but I still get over it.
There's a lovely journalism there.
Let's not.
Wait, we need the sound effect board from last time.
No, don't, please.
I don't think I saved the tab. You might be in the clear.
Thank God. Although, what was it? It was tangents.
Yeah, it was our tangents.
Just why?
I don't know if it's here. I don't think I can find it again. Wait.
That's probably a good thing.
I found a website called realmofdarkness.net, and it's the most 2010 meme site possible. There's a section of sound effects called Epic Trolling with a little troll face.
Is that that like, troll song that people used to play?
What?
You know that...
Yeah, that was... I think that was that. Callum's Corner has just uploaded Am I a Gateway Drug? Yes.
Huzzah! Yes, you are. Now that's a very debatable question. Leave your answer or...
Leave your entries in the comments.
Leave your answer in a review to our podcast. Charlie, that sounds awful.
Yeah, the epic trolling soundboard. Wait, tell me when to stop scrolling.
Stop.
Okay, pick a number between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pick a number between 1 to 6.
5.6.
So 5. No, 6. We'd round up, wouldn't we?
No, it'd be 5. 5.
Okay. Pick a number between 1 to 5.
I don't know. 2.
Here is the randomly selected sound effect. Well, low budgets, everyone.
The low budgets. Da-da.
Summed up with a sound effect.
I'm fairly certain that both you and I have probably made that noise at least once in our life.
I've made that noise a lot because Homer Simpson does it, where he does the curly. It's from Curly from the Stooges, and he runs around on the floor in a second and goes. Boop, 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 boop.
The Three Stooges. That was half decent.
Not the Three Stooges. The Stooges.
What, Mo, Larry, and Curly?
Yeah, Curly. Is that the
Yeah,
Three
Mo,
Stooges?
Larry, and Curly. They're.
Yep, I got it wrong. I got it so very wrong, didn't I? Right, pick a number between 1 to 4. Go.
3.
Right, pick a number between 1 to 6.
2. We apologise for that language right there. At least Charlie doesn't, but I do.
Let's hear that in an instant replay.
No, no. I'm just going to have to make really weird noises right now.
It has an echo as well. Oh, God. It has an echo. Do you remember that song? Right, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a song which William, I don't think, has heard before, but it was really popular. Like 8 years ago.
What the crud is this? That's awful.
The first time. Fatty is by Fatty Spins. I think that's Ray William Johnson.
That is absolutely abysmal.
I will tell you. It's Ray William Johnson. One of the guys in it looks like Bill Wirtz, but it isn't. Ray William Johnson, Mike Fry, and Breeze. I think this should be our opening to our next podcast.
No!
That continues for a long time.
This has been the low-budget bit of everything. I think I've quite frankly lost the will to live.
Yeah, and now it's time for the 22nd minute joke. We're reducing it by 6 minutes.
Well, no, we've got to wait at least for the 23rd minute. Reduce it by 5.
Okay, we're going to wait till the 28th
minute.
That's for
the vote of no confidence special.
William's going to be awkward. William's going to be awkward, so we're going to wait till the 28th minute.
No, don't.
Now we're going to rate to the 23rd minute.
It is the 23rd minute, you prat.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is the 22nd minute on my computer.
It says the 23rd. Actually, no. It might be the 22nd on yours.
You know the 1922 committee for the vote of no confidence that you've been hearing a lot about?
Yeah.
The 1922 committee, fact, was set up in 1923. Well done, British politics.
Nice.
Right, it's time for the 23rd minute joke with this opening.
So, my... Don't. So, my 23rd minute joke is a little bit of advice, actually. So, I thought I'd just say, when it gets cold, if you ever get cold, just stand in the corner, really. It's always 90 degrees there.
That was an awful joke. Now...
Well, that's why it's a 23rd minute joke.
Now, pick a number between 1 to 6.
Oh, no. 4.
Pick a number between 1 to 8.
7.
The low budget's everyone.
Thank God that was quick. Anyway, this has been the Vote of No Confidence special, when we talked for 3 minutes about the Vote of No Confidence.
And the rest, what did we talk about the rest of it about? Can't remember.
The fact that this is the low-budget bit of everything podcast.
Low-budget bit of everything.
Bit of everything.
Yay!
The test is next week to see if you can remember who the hell we are.
Who are we? What are we? Haven't you heard from us in a long time?
Where did you find her?
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Exactly. Words to live by. Anyway, I'm going off now, both literally and metaphorically.
Yep, I'm going out of date. I'm becoming stale.
Yeah, same.
So, if you would allow us, let us thank you for this lovely podcast, joining us here with some fantastic, lovely bits of...
Well, nothing.
What did we do again? What did we do?
Not
again?
Much.
Not much, but... But we tried, we tried.
Oh, I died. That cough just remembered that I did die halfway through the podcast.
He did die halfway through, but he's made it back. So, thank you for joining us on this podcast. We're going
to
leave
spent
you.
We spent like 2-3 minutes trying to sign out.
Yep. We're going to leave you with this.
Goodbye. God, no, you can't do that. You're such a prat.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.